In the late 1790s, Sydney Gardens were a popular attraction, loved by Bath visitors and residents. All sorts of people came to enjoy the splendid entertainments, including musical evenings, firework displays and carriage rides. A local gentleman has brought his daughter to enjoy fireworks in the gardens.
Oh, Father, aren't they beautiful?
Quite wonderful, my dear.
And such colours. Did you ever see such colours?
Mm. I take it that my idea of spending the season in Bath meets with your approval.
It certainly does, Father dear. Sydney Gardens are such a wonderful place. So alive, so vibrant. I think I may faint with excitement.
Well, do try not to, my dear. We have a supper box booked, and I would hate you to miss the concerts.
You do tease so, Father. I wouldn't miss it for the world. What is a supper box? Something you carry?
Lord, no, child. They are a series of seating boxes around the park, that we may sit and watch the fireworks from, listen to the music and watch the world go by, whilst we enjoy a fine supper.
Oh, capital! And there is so much of the world passing by, so many people.
I'm a pickpocket, a tip-top one. Bath's been good to me and my kind. There's plenty of rich pickings round here. I mingle with the fine ladies and their swells at Sydney Gardens. I made friends with the bloke, what's the hermit? Great vantage point he's got. Tells me everything that's going on. I can pick out my victims as they go by. I dress myself up as a dandy. Allows me to mix with the finest quality. Makes my job easier. The old Bill has no idea. Anyway, this one night, I had my eye on a nice fob watch. The bloke was watching some acrobat, Mademoiselle Blondine. Couldn't take his eyes off her legs. Made it easy for me. Well, there was me pulling and pulling, but this blooming watch just wouldn't move. When suddenly his daughter shouts out, "Father, that awful man is trying to steal your watch! Stop him, someone!" Well, she sets up such an hollering that I leg it as fast as I can. Nobody can catch me, I've got springs in my heels. I ran to the top of the gardens, leapt over the fence and dropped down into the dark silence of the canal towpath. It was so dark there was nobody that could see me. I'll give it a couple of days, then I'll go back to work in the gardens.